Olam. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Dr. Dosh Baruch Hu, for this beautiful minyan. Dosh Baruch Hu should bless everybody here with health and happiness and bracha, parnasa, simcha, b'sor tovot. Bless Am Yisrael, protect Am Yisrael, sef mashma to the sick and injured of Am Yisrael. Protect the soldiers and bring home the captives, Azat Hashem. And the most important thing, Dosh Baruch Hu should send us Eliyahu Navi Mashiach Tzitzkenu today, Bezat Hashem. Right now, baby. Azat Hashem also, thank you, Dr. Dosh Baruch Hu, giving their Yasiyata Nishmaya, bringing him home for the holidays, Bezat Hashem. Last thing that we touched on is the Birkat Ilanot, the blessings over the fruit trees, which is the blessing that we say once a year, right on Rosh Chodesh Nisan or after. Next Shabbat after, because we know this coming Shabbat is really the last of the special Shabbatot. It's Shabbat HaChodesh, the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael got as a nation. And we have two Torahs. The next Shabbat after that is going to be Shabbat HaGadol. Shabbat HaGadol is going to come before Passover. Now, there's a couple of reasons why it's called Shabbat HaGadol. Shabbat HaGadol, because when Hashem asked Moshe to take that every family should take a seh, should take a lamb, Passover, they were commanded to do it on the 10th of Nisan, and Passover was on the Thursday. So the Mitzvim are asking, why are you taking this lamb? And they said, we're going to sacrifice it on Thursday, and we're going to put the blood on the posts of our doors because Hashem is going to come and kill every firstborn. And actually, what happened was the firstborns go to Pharaoh. And there's actually kind of a war in Mitzrayim between the Mitzrim and the Bechorot. And that's why when we say in Tehillim, Lemakeh Mitzrayim Bivchorehem, that they actually, Mitzrayim fought with their own firstborns. And Hashem yet made a miracle for Am Yisrael. The day they took that say was on a Shabbat. And although the Mitzrayim wanted to do something, they couldn't do anything. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the protection, but also gave them the power not to be afraid from the Mitzrayim. So this is Shabbat HaGadol. And another reason for Shabbat HaGadol is because in the Batei Knesset, before Pesach, generally on Shabbat HaGadol, the rabbis go over a lot of the halachot of Pesach, so everybody is going to be familiar. So this is one of the reasons this is called Shabbat HaGadol. And if it's so, But if now also if Pesach falls on a Friday night or Thursday night, then you would try to do it the Shabbat before that. That would be the Shabbat HaGadol. And going over all the halachot, and especially haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol, V'arval Hashem minhat Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. And some even have the custom to say, Shabbat, instead of regular Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom HaGadol. They add that. Tizkul HaMitzvot, Rabbi Hanan HaKash Omer, Atzah HaKadosh, Baruch Hu Zichro Yisrael, Efikah HaTorah Sfot Shalom.